every Sunday morning you sit in the same seat to get a good view of who is coming into the house of God to worship. I see you smirking and winking your eyes at each other, talking about other people like a dog right there in the church. And you have the nerve to speak under your breath as if we can't hear your nasty remarks. Wondering why they want to sit by you when there are other seats available. God did not appoint you the gatekeeper of his house. And just like you, those brothers and sisters are children of God. You crack me up with your opinions about the way other people live their lives. You and your freedom of speech. You're sanctified. Why are you talking about a single mother like that? Does your church friends know about your abortions in college? Yeah, we know, boo. And for some strange reason, you always have something to say about the gay people in the church. So, Mrs. Holier Than Thou, do you know why they call your husband the creeping deacon? That's right. Clutch your fake pearls while I slowly sip this green tea. You know something? I can never understand why some of you holy rollers pick and choose parts of the Bible, avoiding what applies to you specifically. Like you, Brother Tyrone. You can find 2 cents for the issue of gay marriage and no money for your child support. And when the preacher talks about fornication, you have nothing to say. Could it be because you're just a baby daddy and not someone's husband? And Sister Shirley, you expect me to believe you are a prophet? Yeah, right. And by the way, why do your children have different fathers? We can only imagine where your past footsteps would lead us. Here. Take this church fan and have a seat over there. Listen, let me tell you about my God. My God has always had my back, giving me hope and showing me unconditional love. My God would never ask for 10% of my money and still make me feel unwelcome in his house. Besides, he knows I'm not perfect, and yet, my God and my Creator loves me anyway. Now slide over and make room for these folks to sit down on these so-called reserved seats.